The Bay Area is a hotbed of companies offering genetic testing for future parents. Many moms and dads want to be sure they're not going to pass along anything serious to their children. And that may be why the industry is projected to grow nearly 30% over the next 5 years. But as KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg found, more genetic information doesn't always make decisions easier.
Myriad Genetics is one of about a dozen labs vying for the business of concerned future parents.
The Foresight Carrier Screen can detect over 100 health conditions that can be passed unknowingly from parent to child.
Finding out whether parents could pass along a few serious diseases isn't new. That's been happening for the last few decades. What's new is screening parents for hundreds of conditions. It's called expanded carrier testing. If you take Myriad's test, your sample is sent to a lab in South San Francisco, where Gifty Hammond showed me around.
This is a robot that takes the blood and saliva and separates out its DNA.
Then robots will sequence the genetic code, scanning for irregularities known to cause diseases like cystic fibrosis or Tay-Sachs.
What exactly does somebody's DNA say?
The computers are looking for something unusual that would increase the risk a child could inherit a disease. Even healthy parents can sometimes pass a disease onto their child if they both have a mutated version of the same gene. Shara Watkins worried this could be the case for her because there was a history of rare diseases in her family. Plus,
I had a high-risk pregnancy, and you know, there had been a lot of complications prior to this, and so I wanted to know everything because I was anxious about everything.
So Shara's doctor prescribed a screening panel from another Bay Area company called Natera. Shara learned she was a carrier for a few concerning conditions, so her husband Robert took the test, and the couple paid $600 out of pocket, though their insurance was billed $30,000 for both tests. And then they got a startling email from their doctor.
Robert has also tested positive for this. I'm not exactly sure what it means. You should see a genetic counselor immediately.
It appeared their child could inherit spinal muscular atrophy, a potentially fatal disease. The couple hadn't discussed what they would do if their baby was unhealthy.
I called Rob in pure hysterics on my way to work.
When I got the call in my office, she was crying. We were both kind of in a panic mode immediately.
Shara and Rob spent the day poring over page after page of testing results in their townhouse in San Mateo.
They give you kind of these alerts on the first page, like, you're a carrier for this, you're a carrier for this. It's definitely not clear. I mean, if it had been clear, it wouldn't have ever gone into full panic mode.
They booked an appointment in the genetics counseling office at Stanford University.
So this is the actual report.
Meg Hohmeyer was part of the counseling team. Seeking outside expertise is a really crucial step for many parents to put these test results into context.
They came to us with this information, not knowing what it meant, not knowing what the risks were, and not understanding the implications.
So they thought it was 1 in 4. What was it actually?
It was much lower. I think it was 1 in 3,500.
But even though Rob and Shara's worst fears were wrong, they still lost sleep at night wondering if their child could be the 1 in 3,500. Hohmeyer says she sees many parents agonize over emotional decisions based on abstract numbers.
They will not have that answer potentially until that baby's here. And in the meantime, they're in this gray area where they're trying not to worry, but they can't help it.
And so is it valuable, do you think, for folks to have this information?
It depends on the family. And I think that's the hard part, is that there's the family that will want every possible test available. They'll want no stone unturned because they're tolerance for risk is low. There are other families where this information in pregnancy isn't useful for them.
Like families who are willing to wait and see what happens. That's why Hohmeyer stresses that parents remember.
The sheer numbers are that 96-97% of the time, a baby is born healthy.
Fortunately, that was the case for Shara's little girl, a healthy 5-month-old. So looking back,
you know, I honestly was still worried throughout the whole pregnancy.
Would you do it again? If you could like rewind all the way back, mm-hmm. Would you do a carrier screening again?
I think so. Yeah.
In the end, she says the anxiety she dealt with was better than not knowing anything at all. Her advice to future parents is to really think about whether more information will for them be reassuring or just another thing to worry about. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. More news from NPR and KQED is just ahead.